This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. State Department's Inspector General sharply criticized Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. 11 states have sued to oppose the Justice Department's bathroom order for transgender individuals. Could it be that Alzheimer's disease stems from the toxic remnants of the brain's attempt to fight off infection? Provocative new research by a team of investigators at Harvard leads to this startling hypothesis, which could explain the origins of plaque, the mysterious hard little balls that pockmark the brains of people with Alzheimer's. Federal judge in Brooklyn, in an extraordinary opinion, calls for courts to pay closer attention to how felony convictions affect people's lives. He sentenced a woman in a drug case to probation rather than prison, saying the collateral consequences she would face as a felon were punishment enough. The judge noted there were nearly 50,000 federal and state statutes and regulations that imposed penalties on felons. Adult smokers decreased by more than 15% in 2015, according to the Center for Disease Control, but that does not include e-cigarettes. Under the TSTA Screening Partnership Program, 22 of the approximately 450 commercial airports in the country, including San Francisco International, now use private screeners. A poll by the Public Policy Institute of California showed Clinton leading Sanders among likely voters 46% to 44%, within the margin of error. Surveyed by the organization earlier in the spring found Mrs. Clinton with a lead of 48% to 41% over Sanders. Sanders and Clinton have both started television advertising in the state after previously not doing so. According to a Pew Research Center survey, self-described liberal Democrats were twice as likely to sympathize with Palestinians over Israel than they were only 2 years ago. 40% of liberals sympathize more with Palestinians, the most since 2001, while 33% sympathize more with Israel. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.